Wednesday, November 14th, 5-4-3-2-1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. On the grains, both the corn and soybean harvest are slightly behind what the trade was looking for. Corn at 84% was compared to 87% on average, and the soybean harvest at 88% compared to 93% on average. The corn is not at risk, but the soybeans may be. North Dakota still had 9% left to harvest, 15% in Wisconsin, and 21% in Michigan. There are typically not very many good soybean harvest conditions in the northern Corn Belt after mid-November. A lot of the farmers have the harvest wrapped up here in northwest Iowa, but I'm still hearing disappointing corn yield reports. Our local grain commercial told me that they divide the state of Iowa into six regions and estimate that this one is 26 to 28 million bushels short on the corn harvest. I told you, sub-APH here. They are looking for some recovery, and the basis is one result. 89% of winter wheat is planted compared to the 94% average. It was too dry and now too wet. Can you plant wheat in snow? No major wheat state sticks out like a sore thumb. They are all a bit behind in planting progress. 69% of the Brazilian soybean crop is planted, 10% ahead of average. They should be well set to plant a lot of second crop corn. 78% of Brazil's first crop corn is in, which matches the average there. The crude oil market was trying to set a bottom as I tape this report. Crude oil has suffered a full-scale collapse, losing nearly $22 a barrel from the October high to Tuesday's low, and is still looking for a selling exhaustion. Ethanol was sucked down with petroleum prices to $1.22 a gallon. The devalued energy complex should knock some of the wind from inflation. Ethanol producers are not making the money they should with corn this cheap. They're trying to get down to core assets to run as efficiently low cost as they can. Green Plains Renewable Energy sold three plants cheap to Valero compared to new construction costs. They're restructuring, and there may be more in the works. They're not just an ethanol company, as they are a big cattle feeder, but they lost $12.5 million last quarter. Green Plains exported 20% of its ethanol production and thinks that exports will grow next year regardless of China. China is reportedly importing U.S. ethanol through secondary sources. They also see E15 adding 300 million gallons to demand next year. While expressing optimism for next year, the ethanol market is currently in the dumps due to the oversupply, which Green Plains says a disciplined industry would solve with lower production. This all doesn't add up. What has surprised me is that no one seems to care that the ethanol industry has been stung by Trump administration RFS ethanol policy. The Renewable Fuels Association, ethanol companies, ethanol shareholders, and corn farmers are pretty stoic about it. My perspective is they do not want to challenge Trump and are willing to accept the suffering in order to avoid something worse. E15 may help offset some of the negative RFS changes, but no growth is expected until at least export markets are reopened. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3-2-1. The European Union and United Kingdom have put together a Brexit proposal deemed good enough by Theresa May to submit to her cabinet for approval Wednesday. And if it passes muster there, it'll go to the British Parliament for a vote. The Brit cabinet had several hundred pages to read and understand overnight. One of the problems is with the two Irelands. It sounds like the UK essentially cedes Northern Ireland to European Union rules. EU citizens employed in the UK are going home as benefits of leaving outweigh those of staying. The number of EU expats in the UK has declined 15% since Brexit. May is selling it as the best deal that they are going to get to avoid no Brexit, seen as a disaster. Last week, Chinese officials met with Henry Kissinger in China. That would likely not have happened unless Henry carried some kind of message. Then there was a phone call between Treasury Secretary Mnuchin and Vice President Liu. And now a trip by Liu to Washington is coming as they prepare for the G20 summit in Argentina between Trump and Xi Jinping. China will reportedly ask Trump not to increase tariffs further. What Trump wants in return is under conversation. The summit may only produce a pause, but at least engagement necessary to shape a deal can occur. China's economy is slowing, but not in free fall. Beijing rejected a plan for new stimulus for right now. Nomura economists see global GDP growth declining from 3.8% this year to 1.7% by 2020. Here's a footnote on the chicken industry. The National Chicken Council says that major integrators, Tyson and Sanderson, will report quarterly losses, ending 27 consecutive quarters of profits. As noted, there are six new poultry processing plants under construction to come online next year, that will produce a glut of chicken that the market is now saying is not needed. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.